Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Soteria. How can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling about some charges that you people have put on my debit card that are not authorized.
Can I get your zip code, please?
25526.
And can you verify your first and last name for me today?
Jacqueline Geske.
Jacqueline Newman?
Yeah. Jacqueline Newman Geske.
Can you verify your shipping address?
My what address?
Your shipping address.
540 Midland Trail, Hurricane, West Virginia.
Thank you. So, yes, ma'am, I do have an product. I mean, I do have an account with you. It shows you have a product of Vital Care Keto Gummies, and you pay $6.97 for it. And you also have the Vital Care Cleanse for $5.97. And then you have the $29.97 Vital Care Forest Glen Master. So all three products go together, but you do have an option to take one, I mean, the ones that you don't want off, and those were on here.
Okay, hang on. Those, yes, I did order. But there's a charges on here of $109.97 and another charge for $99.97.
Yes, ma'am, Okay, so just a second.
No, I didn't okay those.
Well, you're on a trial, ma'am, so it automatically is going to bill. You didn't cancel your trial.
No, I'm not, because you're going to take it off my account.
Yes, ma'am, they are on your account.
Yes, I know you need to take them off.
I can cancel your account for you today.
You do that and you take that money off because I did not order that.
Well, due to the terms and the conditions that you agree to and stated in the terms that you agree, we do no return policies. And
well, if I don't get my money back, people are going to be hearing from a lot of lawyers.
Yes, ma'am. I definitely understand. But you did agree to this. It was a valid charge.
I didn't agree to pay $100.97, and I didn't agree to pay $99.97.
Because it's not about that. It's about you agreed to the terms and the conditions, and there was a seven-day trial.
I ordered a free bottle to try.
Yeah, that's the products that you got billed off because you didn't cancel your trial.
The trial was free.
It's not free. You're on a seven-day trial. Yeah, you
just did it.
Yes, ma'am. It's a seven-day trial. If you don't cancel.
How many days were in last month?
Ma'am, it's June the 6th. You ordered this on the 24th. June the 1st, I'm sorry. And you ordered this on May the 24th.
It says here May 26th.
No, ma'am. May 24th, ma'am.
Ma'am, I'm looking at my damn bank account.
And I'm looking at when you actually did it.
I'm telling you that those two charges of $109.97 and $99.97 had better be taken off of my checking account, off my debit card.
So you ordered these products on the 21st, on the 24th of May, and that was on a Tuesday.
Let me speak to a supervisor.
I am a supervisor, ma'am.
Well, I'm going to speak to another supervisor higher than you.
No, ma'am. Sorry, I can't do that.
Why not?
Because I can't do that.
I'm sure there's somebody above you.
No, I mean, we all handle the same protocols. I mean, it's just
I want to talk to somebody above you.
Why do you want to speak with someone else? And we're speaking about your account. I mean, we handle the same protocols.
Because you're not listening. I am listening to what I'm telling you.
I am listening to what you're
talking. I want that money taken off of my account.
I'll go ahead and cancel your account for you.
I want the money back.
Okay, I'll cancel your account.
And you're going to send the money back on my account. Because if not, I'm going to tell the bank that they better get my money back. And they're not going to be happy.
They're just going to do an investigation and call us and make sure that this was a valid charge, ma'am.
Well, it's not a valid charge. That's the point. I don't know how the hell you can charge that amount of money and it's for nothing.
Well, that's how much the cleanse costs.
I ordered the free trial of gummies and the cleanse. That's what I ordered. I ordered nothing else. I agreed to nothing else because it said there wasn't anything you had to agree to for to keep it going. I just want to put that money back in my account. Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, but I still want to speak to someone above you if you're not going to do what you're supposed to do.
Okay, and so I won't be able to. I won't be able to do that, ma'am.
Well, do you want me to call the owner of the fucking company?
I'm sorry. You can't.
I will. I will get a hold of that company.
I can give you their email address.
No, I want their phone number.
Let me see if I can find the product phone number then.
Just write this down or type it in or something.
Okay, their phone number is going to be 855-629.
Okay.
1967.
And what was your name again?
Nanita.
Nanita?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Just my bottom.